here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
Ellen's here courtesy of ALP. That is her show that she does with Allie on a weekly basis. And you guys just moved your location to a new secret studio somewhere outside of the Keene area. That's all that can be said about its location. But ALPshow.com is still where you can go online to get the show. What was the topic for this week?
This week we didn't really have a topic because it had been a long day for Allie. She had just flown in from Alabama. And,
oh, wow.
And it was her night to choose the topic. So
you just winged it.
Yep. It started out kind of rough because we had some technical difficulties. So I read a few articles while she was setting it up. And then we just talked about our week and things that had frustrated us. So it was just a conversation. Yeah, pretty much.
So go and check it out, ALPshow.com. But normally the format is you guys take one topic, you zero in on it for 2 hours, basically, and you really get into detail about it.
Well, that's what every show has been so far, and that's what we're planning on having it next week, because we've got all the kinks worked out for the new studio. So
okay, cool.
Should be a lot more structured this week.
So the new episode is up and available at ALPshow.com?
Yes, I believe it is. I wasn't the one that uploaded it. So.
We'll presume so. Either way, there's plenty of back archives that you can get. And I don't know if you... I know you guys crossed the half-year point. I'm not sure how much longer you have to go to get to a full year.
Well, we've done about 36, 37 episodes. So
okay, not bad.
We're almost there to the 52 mark.
Right on. So, yeah, not too long after Porkfest, then you'll be getting up there.
So are you guys still doing a two-hour show, or have you cut it down to, like, an hour and a half?
Well, I think the goal of the show is to do at least an hour and a half, which is how long it would be normally on air. But
right.
if need be, we can just keep going for as long as we need.
It's certainly true. You're no longer nailed to the clock. You used to do a live show on LRN.fm now that you are podcast only at this time. I guess you guys are streaming live on video as well, but you're editing the podcast, so it takes a little bit more time maybe to put it out.
Yeah, we will be editing it. So I just looked at the website. We actually did 40 episodes at this point now.
Congrats.
I know, that's great. But the latest episode is not up yet, and I think that's because it still needs to be edited.
Okay, so ALPshow.com. Go there. You can subscribe to the podcast, get more of Ellen that way. As we continue here, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And, Daryl, you had a story that you wanted to share tonight about freedom of speech and license plates.
Yes, and this story actually comes out of New Hampshire. On Wednesday of this week, the New Hampshire Supreme Court issued a decision that says that a New Hampshire man has the right to drive around with a license plate reading "Cops Lie."
Excellent.
The state Supreme Court upheld a challenge to the Department of Motor Vehicles rules, finding they were unconstitutionally broad by allowing officials to deny requests for vanity plates that a reasonable person would find offensive to good taste. The man who in 2012 legally changed his name from David Montenegro to Human requested a plate in 2010 and sued the state when it denied his request.
Wow.
Instead offering him a plate with his second choice, Great Government, spelled GR number 8 GOVT.
I like Cops Lie a lot better.
Yes. And I think the way the system works is you put in your first choice if that's not available, your second choice if that's not available, so you can put in multiple things. And Cops Lie was deemed to violate this broad rule, but Great Government, for some odd reason, that's not offensive to anyone, according to the DMV.
Wait, so what exactly is the standard? What is the rule that, why wasn't Cops Lie allowed?
Because the DMV, someone at the DMV deemed that it was something that a reasonable person would find offensive to good taste.
I don't think so. I mean, it's true. They do. They're legally allowed to.
It's true. And they have been actually trained to lie to people. So a reasonable person. So therefore, everybody who finds Cops Lie to be tasteful is unreasonable.
apparently, according to the person that made the
decision. So it's distasteful when we recognize the truth, is what they're saying?
Yes. Yes, it is.
But if you are to pump up the government, then that's completely tasteful and reasonable.
According to the DMV.
Yeah. But now the court decided, I'm not real clear yet on exactly what the court's decision
was.
So
the court decided that rules based on standards of taste were too broad,
yeah,
and therefore likely to be used arbitrarily or in a discriminatory fashion.
Isn't that the point?
The three-justice panel, and again, this is something that can happen to where either a three-judge panel hears the case or reviews the case, or the full court hears slash reviews. So in this case, it was a three-judge panel. They wrote, "We question whether prohibition of accusations of moral turpitude would constitute a viewpoint-neutral regulation." They also sent the matter back to a lower court, and the article here makes sure to mention that New Hampshire's motto is live free or die. The state attorney general had actually defended the DMV in this case.
Of course.
Arguing that the main purpose of a license plate was to help identify vehicles, not to serve as a platform for political expression.
Now, it should be noted the attorney general's office is essentially the police. I mean, that the attorney general is the top cop in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Yeah. So not a surprise they went to bat.
Right.
In this case.
The opinion, and this quote here from Human's attorney, Anthony Gialdieri, said, "This opinion today is about keeping the government honest and fair when it regulates speech." Gilles Bissonnette, the legal director for the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, which also backed the case, called the decision an important protection of political speech, saying, "This message is one that's inherently political and one of the most fundamental doctrines in understanding free speech cases is that we respect and appreciate political speech. Unfortunately, what took place here is that the DMV regulation, which is incapable of any objective interpretation, was used to discriminate against Human because of his speech." And surprise, surprise, state officials were not available for comment.
So the Supreme Court said that this guy could have the cops lie license plate.
Because the DMV rules were too broad,
vague,
and would be used arbitrarily or in a discriminatory fashion.
Right, but the DMV rules aren't going to be forced to be rewritten. Are they? I mean, so, like, they're sending this case back to a lower court. Why? That's the point I'm not really clear on.
I don't understand that. The article doesn't mention that. But generally, whenever any court throws out or overturns something because the rules are too vague, then the rules are generally
overturned?
Rewritten.
Okay, so the bureaucrats will have to go back to the drawing board on this.
Yes.
Presumably.
Right.
Well, I think it's excellent news, and I wonder, you know, what the comments section on an article like that looks like. You know,
there are 133 comments on this article.
Yeah, just curious as to, you know, what people think about that, because obviously the cop lovers are going to be, coming out.
Right, and that also makes me wonder about other license plates. Like, what if there was somebody that had a license plate that just said, like, love or peace or something? Is that going to be skewed as political?
I don't know, but this does remind me of a story that I reported on a few weeks ago out of New Jersey, where a woman tried to get the license plate atheist and was denied. But
Christian, I thought would be fine.
She tried to get the license plate Baptist, and that one was approved. So she's filing a lawsuit.
Good for her.
Or rather has filed a lawsuit along with, I believe, the ACLU helped her with that to, you know, say, hey, you guys are discriminating against people that aren't religious.
These can't be the first cases, though. It's once again one of these examples of, you've spanked the bureaucrats once, but they can just keep doing it over and over again, right? What's to stop them? More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to begin? Do you fear your job is in jeopardy, or is your business income reduction keeping you awake at night? We're in the best time in 25 years to make a fortune in real estate without using your money or credit. My name is Ron LeGrand, and I've taught 500,000 people to do just that and personally bought hundreds of houses myself.
If you'll call 800-970-6156,
24 hours, and leave your information, I'll send you the first 500 callers my hot new CD, Foreclosure Fortunes, and my best-selling book to help you get started absolutely free. I'll show you how to build a six-figure income part-time with no previous experience and no license, even if you're a busy professional.
Call 800-970-6156, 24 hours, and get my new book and CD free. That's 800-970-6156. Take your life back and make this your best year ever. Call 800-970-6156 now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. And if you are someone who has a physical business and you've been thinking about accepting bitcoins, but so far you haven't been impressed with the options in the marketplace to help you do that, these merchant solutions, there's a new player in town, and it's blockchain. Blockchain.com. You've heard of blockchain.info. We've been talking about blockchain.info's awesome web wallet for quite a while here on Free Talk Live, and I'm still a fan. It's just that now they've expanded their repertoire. They're now blockchain.com as well, which is a site sort of dedicated to the merchants in the world. So blockchain.info is still there. You still go get a free web wallet and put it on your Android smartphone, etc. Blockchain.com offers a different piece of software. This is an Android-based piece of software. I'm sorry, iPhone and iDevice users, you're screwed. Apple seems to hate Bitcoin, so they've banned all Bitcoin-related products from the Apple Play Store. So in order to do this, you're going to have an Android-based device, whether it's a tablet or a cell phone. But anyway, once you do that, you install the blockchain.com merchant app, and you as a merchant will be able to easily accept Bitcoin into your account from your point of sale. And there are no terms of service, by the way, for this. You just go download the app. There's no ID requirements, and there are zero fees on receiving those Bitcoins. So go to blockchain.com, grab the app, and get started. Again, blockchain.com, we go to the phones. In this case, it's Skype, where the Pizza Dude's on the line in North Dakota. Hello, Pizza Dude.
Hey, I wanted to talk about the minimum wage.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, I think other than studying like the international human history of slavery and exactly how that all looked out, I think the minimum wage is actually like the poster child for the best topic to kind of try to engage people's philosophical and political misgivings.
Why is it the best poster child for that reason?
Well, I think if you really, really think about like the minimum wage in the United States, if I own shares in an oil company, which I actually do, it's wise for me to be in favor of the minimum wage. And I think that's kind of a small thing that people don't normally see.
Why is that?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, minimum wage works great in the United States as long as we can get the jobs that need to be done outsourced. Most of the jobs are production jobs. And as we, as the minimum wage goes up, the ability to do production jobs in the United States goes down, and we start to ship more and more imports from overseas as our relative ability to employ people to do things goes down. And so what happens is the imports go up, and oil gets a cut of the profit at every step.
Right, but isn't that sort of like distributing the wealth a little bit unevenly? Because a minimum wage law is basically saying that it's illegal to work for less than a certain amount, which now is, what, $7.25,
I think.
Maybe $7.50, I don't know, I can't quite remember, it's somewhere around there. But it's basically outlawing those jobs. So if you're living in the U.S. and you have no skills and you need to get a minimum wage job, like there may be places that can't hire you because they're already paying more than their share to the employees that they have. Like they can't afford to hire more people because they're already expending enough money on the employees that they currently have.
And this is where the Federal Reserve comes in. See, as long as the Chinese... as long as the Chinese own our bonds, and as long as we print out United States federal dollars to pay for unemployment benefits, the minimum wage works great. It's fantastic. Think about it. We don't have to see people doing those ugly jobs anymore. They get replaced by automation, or the ugly jobs are shipped way to a different country on the other side of the planet, so we don't have to see it. We don't have to live with it. We don't have it in our neighborhoods. And we're able to inflate the currency to pay the people who are displaced by the minimum wage.
When you say we, you mean the Federal Reserve, government?
Yep, you are so right. Yeah, I'm not involved in this process. Okay. But if you think about it, you know, I've been really, really, really kind of grasping onto the capital city idea and the capital nation idea, and really kind of backhashing over my progressive roots. I have a really really left past. Mm-hmm. And I've been trying to think about and like if you think about it as only thinking about United States citizens on the whole, if minimum wage reform is passed and if unemployment benefits are extended for the United States citizens, it's a huge benefit because those terrible what are now minimum wage jobs, those terrible lesser jobs disappear and are replaced by more dignified jobs.
Well, it's a benefit, maybe, unless you are in one of those low-wage jobs, and then the job disappears on you, and then you're out of a job.
Or you get a pay raise.
Yeah, for a short amount of time you're out of the job, but then you can just go on unemployment and collect unemployment benefits at least the minimum wage, or you do shortly tend to get a job. But what happens is small businesses go away. So here's another thing. The minimum wage is the most pro-corporate thing there is because it knocks out the bottom rungs of jobbiness, if you will. Like when you build a company, you guys know this. You built the company. I built a cleaning company and an internet exporting company. I know how.
How do you export the internet?
Yeah.
You just have to know what you're doing, Daryl.
Yeah, you just gotta know about the tubes and the horses. Yeah. And stuff. Anyway,
no, I think you make a really interesting point that the minimum wage is pro corporate. I think that's very interesting because usually it's the people who are advocating for a minimum wage are the ones who hate corporations and they feel like they're going to, we're going to stick it to Walmart now. But really what you're pointing out is that when the minimum wage goes up, it disproportionately hurts the smaller business because when they have to go from $8 to $10 an hour, that's a way bigger hit to their bottom line than would be if Walmart just has to raise its prices a few cents on a few items to make up the difference. So that's a big difference. There.
The real big, and this is the thing that's never seen, is the number of people who don't go into business who otherwise would have, right? Because in business, I mean, business, people like to say, oh, profit is so evil, and oh, everybody does things for profits, and that's why, you know, greed, No, profit is how you decide. If you're making less than zero profit, you're not going to go into business. And if you're unable to hire unskilled, untrained, or simple workers to do a job and then, source that out and make a profit, you're not going to create that job. And so then the only people who can hire the bottom rung people will be the corporations. And when a minimum wage goes up, all of a sudden those corporations have a larger pool of talent to choose from. When the minimum wage goes up, corporations get better employees and happier employees because they're getting paid more. What the real effect that happens is it crowds out mom and pop businesses who are going to start up. And it takes those mom and pop services and ships them over to China where we suck value out of them via the Federal Reserve to pay for the unemployment benefits and where we pay the oil companies to ship over products that we don't have to watch them make.
Well, I'd say you about sums it up there, Mr. Pizza Dude. Appreciate the call tonight. Thanks for making it. 855, 450 free. If you all have anything to add to the minimum wage discussion, we can do that coming up here in moments. If you have something to add, you may dial in, and you can also get on Skype, as he did. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and we continue with Free Talk Live in moments.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. if you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site there. More on the minimum wage here in moments. Also, want to let you know about shinybadges.com. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for a little while, you've probably heard their catchy jingle during
our
breaks.
Shinybadges.com.
That's a portion of the jingle, and it's a pretty good one. But you really should go and check them out at shinybadges.com. They have a new tab there, the Causes tab. Every item that you buy through the Causes tab at shinybadges.com will result in a donation being given to a related Liberty project. So, for instance, you could purchase the new Silk Road pin, which is essentially...
I love that pin.
Yeah, it's so pretty. And it's basically a pin representation of the logo for the infamous Silk Road, which, of course, as you know, was taken offline by the FBI in late 2013, has since returned as Silk Road version 2.0 with the same logo. It takes that logo and kind of makes it green, and it's very, very pretty. And if you buy the Silk Road pin, then a portion of the proceeds will go to benefit the Ross Ulbricht Legal Defense Fund at freeross.org. So I'm excited. I've told Dobby, the proprietor at shinybadges.com, to save one for me. I'd like to get it when he's at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Buy it from him in person. Also, you can buy the Bitcoin Not Bombs t-shirt and contribute to Hoodie the Homeless 2014. ShinyBadges.com, click the Causes tab and get yourself some quality Liberty products that start a conversation with your neighbors and support the cause or causes in which you believe. Plus, you get a free gift if you pay with Bitcoin at shinybadges.com. They got all kinds of cool pins there, including the Shire Society pin, which benefits Shire Sharing, the Cop Block badge, which benefits Cop Block, and more, anti-war pin as well. go and check them out at shinybadges.com. So, further thoughts on the minimum wage. We had a thought-provoking call by Pizza Dude a few moments ago, and I wanted to see if you guys had anything you wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, there's one question that I generally ask of people that are actually supportive of the minimum wage. And that question is, well, how high should we make the minimum wage? And normally, you know, it's always some arbitrary number.
10, 20, 17.
I remember, you know, about 10 years ago, people were, well, it needs to be at least $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not 12? Why not 15?
Why not 100?
Why not $100? And I've actually asked people that, and they're like, well, then it would just be too high, and everything would be more expensive.
Well, where do they think inflation comes from? Like, if you're paying everybody more money, then obviously there's going to be more money in the supply, and items are going to become more expensive.
Yeah, that's
like
part
buying,
of it.
Buying a loaf of bread in the past few years alone has gone up at least a dollar.
Oh, yeah, even more than the last decade, it's gone up probably more like two.
And I was actually talking to somebody, again, this was probably a dozen years ago, and this guy actually thought that businesses got money from the government to cover the minimum wage.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
He was like, well, the government gives them the money after they open a business for each of the employees, right? And then, like, anything over is what they actually pay? It was like, no. That all
wow,
of the
that's
money
a striking level of ignorance
that goes
really
to somebody comes out of the profits. Who didn't know that?
Well, that's just it. I mean, if you've had experience running a business, then you couldn't possibly be in favor of the minimum wage, at least if you understand the economics of how to run a business and how, you know, costs work and having to cover your costs and all that. So a lot of the people who support the minimum wage are people who are just workaday folks, people who collect a paycheck every week. They go to their job, and that's their life. They don't understand the internal workings of what you're saying, Ellen, is how the more the minimum wage goes up, the more the prices of things have to go up in order to compensate for the fact that, well, there are a few things that can happen when the minimum wage increases, right? So the prices can be raised in order to make up the difference to pay the employees more. You could also cut an employee or two and, you know, fire people and then keep, you know, you raise the other employees that remain, but you fire some too and then pile the responsibilities on the existing employees so to make them work harder. And or you can cut the cost of the product. So if you have a quality product, you can make that product less quality in order to make up the extra money that you need to pay the employees. It's really the only three options that you can do.
Right. Or a combination of the three.
Well, any way you cut it, the business is going to be losing. Like, there's no way that you can make more money by paying your employees more unless it was incentivized that way.
Plus, you also make them less competitive to the overseas groups as well, and that means more jobs to be driven out overseas.
And the way a lot of the food companies will wind up doing things is they'll keep the price the same, but then
cut portions.
Reduce the size where instead of, you know, before you would get like a 12-ounce box of spaghetti, now it's a 10-ounce box spaghetti, but it costs the same, so people don't really realize that they're paying more.
I see this at the grocery store a lot, and the thing with that, though, Daryl, is they can only get away with it so far. And so, for instance, like yogurt, remember when yogurt was 8 ounces? Well, it's now only 6. Good luck finding a yogurt that's 8 ounces. They do not exist now.
And it was yogurt is more expensive now than when it was an 8 ounce container.
It certainly is. And but you can only cut it back so much more, right? Like there's only 8 ounces to cut back. You've cut back to 6. Now you only cut so more off there. So
here's a shot glass of yogurt.
Right. I mean, it just gets more and more ridiculous with how small the portions are getting. Half gallons of ice cream are no longer half gallons in a lot of cases. That what was a half gallon is now, you know, like 1.75 liter or something like that. And so they've been slicing it back and slicing it back. But eventually they can't slice back too much, so they'll have to raise the price over time. And, of course, when they raise the price, then they can always just slap a new label on the product and re-increase the size of the product if they want to and then say 33% more, as though that, you know, it didn't have the same amount 10 years ago.
Here's the amount that you were buying 5 years ago, but we
for more money
gradually made the thing smaller.
Yeah, it happens all over the place. 96-ounce bottles of orange juice are like 80 ounces or 85 ounces. So just little cuts here and there.
Well, anyway you go about it, they're still increasing the price of the unit cost. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like per ounce of yogurt, it's right. Probably a few cents more.
Yeah, they're hiding the increased cost.
They exactly. Hide it by trying to make the package look the same as it always has.
Right. But, I mean, people get fed up with that after some point. I know I've heard countless times when somebody opens a bag of chips and they complain
what's
because
in here?
Half of it's full of air.
Yeah.
Well, that's always been that way. Things right. Settle. In shipment with when it comes to chips. But if you look at the ice cream packages, they're still the same width, the old half gallon. They still have the same width, so they look the same on the shelf when you
they're
when
just
you
a little thinner.
Yeah, they're thinner. And, like, the ice cream scoop, if you got one of those wide-rimmed scoops, it just barely fits in there now. So, yeah, that's how they do it. And they're going to keep doing it because they're going to keep inflating the money supply. And of course, you know, what happens with the minimum wage is sort of akin to what happens with the money supply in general, in that when the government prints more money, that's more money in the supply, which means more dollars chasing the same amount of goods. So prices have to go up over time. You can share your thoughts with us. If you are a business owner, maybe you are an employee, and you have some thoughts about the minimum wage. Because as an employee, an hourly employee, the minimum wage seems very attractive, doesn't it?
No, to me, it seems kind of disappointing almost, because I always wonder if I were to get a job at some place that paid the minimum wage, would I actually be doing as much work as what they're paying me for? Like, are they making their money back on the work that I'm putting in, or am I being paid in an abnormally large amount?
Well, you'll never be paid more than what you're worth, right? Like, if you're not worth it anymore, they'll cut you.
Well, the thing is, like, if the minimum wage wasn't there, how much would I be paid?
Good question. Like, that's a hard thing to say, because if you start talking about getting rid of the minimum wage, people start to freak out because they think that all the companies will then offer everybody a nickel. Like, that all of a sudden, the rates will just spiral down.
Well, and it's nothing. The same sort of thing of if we get rid of the FDA, then everybody's going to sell rat poison as M&Ms.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We will continue with the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. Coming up here in moments, just enough time for you with your thoughts. If you dial now to 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call if you dial now. Toll free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, we'd like for you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. You know, we've actually got some interesting numbers now from the AdWords that we've been doing. One of the current fundraisers we're doing with the AMP program is to fund an AdWords campaign for Free Talk Live to introduce new people to the show in the hopes of, you know, seeing our podcast numbers go up, so meaning more people are finding the ideas of freedom. And it seems like it's working. Now, the funny thing is you can't really tell what's driving traffic. We don't know if it's the AdWords necessarily that are resulting in new listeners to the show, but we do know the AdWords are getting clicks. So it's definitely driving traffic. Whether it's driving listens, that's another question we don't really know for sure. But there sure is a coincidental numbers lining up, and what has lined up is that in the last 2 months, 3 months, we started in February. Mid-February is when the AdWords campaign began. And the April results that we had from our downloads on SoundCloud, which is our file host for the podcast, were the most we've ever had when on SoundCloud, and was 28% higher than February's numbers. So February had, you know, kind of standard crappy numbers, and then March did better, and then April whooped them both with 28% more than, and I guess I say crappy, but, you know, 69,000 up to 89,000 basically is what happened.
Are you accounting for the 2 extra days in April?
I don't know, but it wouldn't. Two more days wouldn't do make a difference of 28%.
That's pretty good, though. I would say that's a successful campaign.
It was the most we've ever had in 1 month in April on the SoundCloud host, and so it coincides with the Google AdWords campaign, which suggests that the Google AdWords campaign is a factor in this. And so if you want more people to find this show, obviously you can share us on Facebook and share it to your friends. That's great, and we appreciate that. And please keep doing that. But we've got to also have to reach out to people who are not our friends. We have to reach out to the people who have never heard of Free Talk Live before, somebody who's searching for talk radio online. We want them to find Free Talk Live. So you can help us with this project, and your contributions to it will be doubled. If you sign up now over at amp.freetalklive.com, you get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and the AMP-only Facebook group. So you help Free Talk Live bring more listeners through the AdWords campaign. Some of the other things we do with the AMP dollars are we'll go to the upcoming Talkers Convention in New York City to schmooze it up with the bigwigs. We pay you, Daryl, to make phone calls for Free Talk Live and introduce new radio stations to the show. And that's what I do during the day as well. So please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Story posted over at freekeen.com that went viral this week was also kind of reposted over at The Blaze. And The Blaze obviously gets a lot more traffic than Freekeen. So I'm going to share with you their version of the story here from TheBlaze.com about a New Hampshire parent who was arrested on a Monday night school board meeting after he voiced outrage that his ninth-grade daughter was assigned a book that contains a page detailing a graphic sexual encounter. Guilford school officials claim the book 19 Minutes by Jody Picoult contains important themes about a school shooting. Some parents believe a scene described in the book is inappropriate for children. According to WCVB-TV, the book contains a graphic description of rough sex between two teenagers, which parents were unaware of until the book had already been distributed to their kids. There's actually a link that I have. I'll post to the Free Talk Live Facebook, Google Plus, Twitter, where you will actually be able to see what the offensive segment of this particular book is. And you know, I can understand why it is some parents wouldn't want their kids to see this. I mean, if they're the kind of parents who are really uppity about sexuality and they don't want their children to encounter anything of any kind of a sexual nature, then I can understand that they wouldn't want this scene in the book. It is somewhat graphic.
Well, how old are these children?
14 was the age of the daughter in question here.
Well, I believe that in public schools, they generally start sex education around 7th or 8th grade, so they would already be familiar with sex.
With
at this
what
point.
Sex is, true.
And also, and it's literature. You're reading it in a book. It's not as if it's a movie or you're actually seeing it happen. It's just a recounting of something.
Yeah, but,
that
but couldn't you say that that a book with its words evokes more of a vivid imagination of what could be happening?
That's why women love romance novels.
Yeah. This is very, now I've never read a romance novel, but I, you know, I've certainly read my share of books intended for adults, and having read this excerpt, it seems like pretty mature content. I mean, I wouldn't care personally, because I don't have those same concerns as some of these parents, but this guy did.
Well,
and
you had children, you would not have your children in a public school.
True, I wouldn't want to send my kids to a government school, and I think that is the obvious solution here for parents like the gentleman in question. His name's William Bear. He stood up to address the school board at this meeting in Guilford. He says, "I was shocked when I read the passage, and not much shocks me anymore. My wife was stunned by the increasingly graphic nature of the sexual content of the scene and the imagery that it evoked." He went to the school board meeting to express his objection, saying, "It's absurd." School board member responded, saying, "Sir, would you please be respectful of the other people? Like you're respectful of my daughter, right, and my children," he countered. Now, point of clarification, Bear was in the audience at the time when this interaction occurred. This was after he had had a two-minute window in which to speak to the school board. So he was speaking from his chair at the point in which the conflict occurred.
I still don't think he should have been arrested.
I don't think so either. A police officer arrived at the scene instructing Bear to leave with him. "You're going to arrest me because I violated the two-minute rule," the father said. "I guess you're going to have to arrest me." Moments later, Bear was escorted outside and placed in handcuffs, charged with disorderly conduct because he did not immediately leave when asked by an officer. What are you suggesting should have happened to him, Daryl?
I don't think anything should have happened.
Should they have just let him sit there and heckle the school board?
Sure, why not?
Well, they're the board. They're supposed to be listening to what the parents have to say, right?
Sure, but their argument's going to be that they need to have it in an orderly fashion. They have a two-minute time window. There are a lot of people at the meeting who want to speak, and this guy was speaking out of turn. He had his 2 minutes, and it was another person's 2 minutes. That person had just finished, and this guy just yelled out from the audience.
Right, but did he interrupt anybody else during their 2 minutes?
No, the person prior to him had just finished, and he then made some comments.
No problem.
Well, but wait a minute. Somebody else wants to speak, Daryl. You're just going to let this other guy go off for as long as he wants to?
anybody could go off at any time. It's just really who takes initiative at that point.
So what you're saying is you just want a meeting to be a free-for-all where anybody who's in the audience can just say anything they want? I mean, that's anarchy.
Well, yes, and it might be offensive and uncomfortable, which I guess this man is not okay with, but I don't think that it was really an offense so extreme that he should have been taken to jail, like maybe kicked out of the meeting, but I honestly don't think it was that big of a deal.
They tried to kick him out of the meeting. They asked him to leave, and he didn't leave. So then what?
Just let him sit. He's going to blow off steam, and then he'll be okay. Just mm-hmm. let him.
What if he keeps heckling throughout the meeting? What if he's interrupting people?
Then just go ahead and end the meeting.
Well, they're trying to. Well, they have business to attend to, Daryl. I mean, they've got to get it done. This guy's delaying things.
Right. They've got to get it done, or so they claim. But they could do like what happens, you know, all across the country, where we'll just go in recess and we'll reconvene later at another time, or next time we'll not have our meeting open to the public.
Yeah, but they can't just let this happen. First of all, they have to have the meetings publicly. There's some non-public sessions that they take, but the majority of the content has to be public. And so they would argue that if they allow this sort of behavior, that it may spread, that others may come and express their concerns in this unorganized way, as this man did, and that would be uncontrollable, and
basically,
they would never get anything done.
What this boils down to is the school board not wanting to hear from parents.
Well, they heard from parents all night long at this meeting in two-minute intervals, and this guy talked out of line.
Do you think maybe him being arrested had something to do with the fact that he was disagreeing with what happened in school?
I'm not going to go out on that limb and say that, because
it was just because he was speaking out of turn.
I think it's
offensive.
Because he spoke out of turn, and it's hard to really defend what he did in the context of the meeting and how these things are supposed to work. Like, I like what you guys are saying, but there is an argument to be made that if everybody just gets to shout from the audience, that there's no, there's no possibility that, one person will be heard consistently.
Obviously, there was some structure, though, because he didn't interrupt anybody.
True. He waited until the other guy was done talking, but in theory, he then delayed the next person from being able to talk.
But what this really all boils down to is a school doing something that parents don't like. So just the school should not do anything that anyone objects to, and people object to the school existing.
Yeah, we could talk more about it on another night, but we're out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.